Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and if 2010 was the year of the census, then 2011 is the year of the census results. And as numbers and data trickle out, a new map of our demographics and our politics is taking shape across the country. Our month-long series on census results continues this week with a look at the 11th largest state of the country, in the country, which happens to be New Jersey, which is set to lose one seat in the House of Representatives as a result of the census count. The numbers released last month show shifts in minority demographics and growths in some parts of the state and losses in others. To help us sort through the results, every Thursday this month, we are talking to Sam Roberts, urban affairs correspondent and census expert with the New York Times, about the information that's been released so far. Hey, Sam, welcome back.
Thank you, Brian.
So last week, we discussed the population losses in urban areas across the country. In cities like Chicago, St. Louis, and New Orleans, where a decline in the African-American population was met with an increase in white residents, how is this narrative of the shrinking city playing out in New Jersey?
Well, we're seeing some of the cities shrink, too, particularly Camden and Trenton. But one of the fascinating things about the 2010 census results is that Newark grew slightly, just about 1% or so, but it was the first time that Newark grew in at least three decades. Now, growth in and of itself is not necessarily a plus, but it is a sign of economic activity. People move to a place because that's where the jobs are, because they have hope of being able to do better for themselves and their kids. And I think even that limited growth, given the fact that we've seen declines in other cities around the country, is a positive thing for Newark.
Union City shrunk, so did Camden, Patterson, Trenton, East Orange. They all lost residents. And counties in southern New Jersey grew.
Well, that's true. And what you're seeing is suburban growth. You're seeing suburban growth away from the sort of northeastern suburbs of New York City, which means a shift probably to some extent in political clout. We'll see that in legislative reapportionment first, and then probably a little bit to a lesser extent in congressional reapportionment. As you said, the population down compared to growth in other states, and therefore New Jersey will lose one congressional seat. And a lot of jockeying going to go on to see whose seat that is.
And perhaps the biggest county of growth in New Jersey was Ocean County, which is obviously the one along the shoreline there, with 13% more residents compared to 2000. Do you know why?
Well, Ocean and Gloucester are growing a lot, and one of the reasons is people being priced out of the northern suburbs, going to where housing prices are more affordable is one thing. Also, Ocean is, to a great extent, although this may be changing a little bit, filled with retirement communities. There is a very high ratio of elderly people, however we define that these days, compared to younger ones. In fact, what's called the dependency ratio, the number of people who are over 65 compared to the working population, is about the same in Ocean County as it is in Japan these days. A fascinating statistic. But you also have immigrants, and you have non-white people who would ordinarily settle either in New York City or the suburbs near New York City spreading out more. New Jersey, like lots of other states, becoming more diverse.
Now, Ocean County, for those who don't know, just north of Atlantic City, that doesn't include Atlantic City, which I believe is in Atlanta County, just south of Ocean. Cumberland also grew, Gloucester, Burlington County. Ocean County also had the fastest growing individual township in the state, which is Lakewood, which
That's
grew
right.
by 54% from 2000 figures. Now, Lakewood, I know Lakewood a little bit. Lakewood is too far to commute every day to New York. I don't think there are many Manhattan commuters in Lakewood.
No, one of the things you're finding also is that people more likely, and this is something we're still looking at through the census and the Census's American Community Survey, is people are more likely to be working nearer where they live. So not everyone who lives in the suburbs commutes into the city, to New York City, just as not everyone who lives in Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island commutes into Manhattan to work anymore. You're seeing more of the jobs in suburbia. Another thing you're seeing in suburbia nationwide, and and I think there's evidence of it in New Jersey too, is more poverty in suburbia. That could be a reflection to some extent of more minorities moving in, although a lot of those minority people are middle class or lower middle class, but also increases in pockets of poverty that go beyond the traditional city areas.
Also about Lakewood, I know there's a growing community of Orthodox Jews. There are more senior citizen housing developments there, a burgeoning part of the Lakewood community. The Hispanic population has grown, too. So all of that is a very interesting, just from a Lakewood perspective, very interesting demographic shift in 10 years with, you know, big new concentrations of Orthodox Jews, senior citizens, and Hispanics. Interesting mix.
Brian, one of the things that's also interesting is when you see a metamorphosis of a city or a neighborhood like that, when you think of it as a playground for the rich at one point years and years ago, a retreat, a resort retreat, then the Tisch brothers, Bob and Larry, got started there. I think their first hotel was in Lakewood. Then the town really was on the skids to a great extent, and now you see the beginning of a comeback as more people move in. That 53 or almost 54% increase was from 60,000 to 92,000 in just 10 years. That's an enormous number by any count.
And the growth of the Hispanic population in New Jersey overall was very large, wasn't it?
It was indeed. I mean, Hispanic people made up about 13% of the population in 2000. They now make up closer to 18%, an increase of more than 400,000. And that's very significant. One of the interesting things about that, too, is it's not just an increase in Hispanic people. It's a very diverse group of Hispanic people, as we've seen with the Asian population nationally and with the Hispanic population nationally. These are coming from all over Central and South America, not just Cuba, not just Puerto Rico, not just Mexico, a great deal of variety in where people are coming from.
Meanwhile, right across the river from New York in Jersey City, the 2010 census headline for public officials there seems to be disappointment. They've been expecting for years that development there was going to allow them to finally let them surpass Newark in population as the state's largest city. But they didn't. Jersey City did grow tremendously, but as you point out, so did Newark grow for the first time in 30 years. Want to talk about Jersey City?
Well, I'm not sure, you know, I'm not good enough at mathematic projections, but Newark grew by 1.3%. Jersey City grew by 3.1%. Jersey City now has, according to the latest census, 247,000 people. Newark has 277,000 people. So I guess if you project out at those growth rates, eventually Jersey City will catch up and overtake Newark.
If anybody really cares about which is the number one and which is the number two, I guess somebody cares.
Some bragging rights there someplace.
The development in Jersey City was sure to add residents, and it did. Now officials there are calling for a recount, by the way. So I guess they care. I don't know if they actually get anything from it, but if I guess, you know, not so much in comparison to Newark, but if you wind up with more people as opposed to fewer people, then I guess you get more state aid and maybe more federal aid, right?
That certainly is true. There are a lot of aid formulas, school aid, and other things that are based on population, also based on individual components of the population. And I think mayors and city officials want to boost that. We're going to see that in a couple of weeks in New York City, too, to see how much we've grown past 8 million in the last 10 years.
Now, the ramification for New Jersey in Congress of the 2010 census is that they're going to lose one seat. Am I right that the population of New Jersey grew overall, but the south and west of the country grew faster, and so they will gain some of those House seats and New Jersey will have to lose one?
Brian, that's exactly right. New Jersey overall grew about 4.5% since 2000, but that was anemic compared to growth, particularly in the southwest of the country, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, areas like that. One of the fascinating things that just came out this week is that California grew more slowly than it ever has in its history. Things have sort of stagnated there for any number of reasons. But Jersey did grow. It just didn't grow enough, and because those those other states grew faster, they are going to share one of New Jersey's seats.
So do you have a handle on where this battle is going to be fought? Because New Jersey is a state with a significant Democratic constituency in Congress and a Republican delegation in Congress. So I imagine there's going to be a hard-fought battle over which districts get combined with which other district and which party is likely to suffer.
I think that's true, and I wouldn't handicap that at this point. I think they've got to get through the legislative redistricting first, then deal with the congressional. But as I said earlier, one of the things I think you do see is that slight shift in population and therefore potential political power to some of those southern counties.
Yes, and it brings us back to Lakewood a little bit, Lakewood, because the ideal congressional district size is believed to be about 220,000 people. And as part of Ocean County, Lakewood's district is now much larger than that with all this 54% growth, around 270,000 people. So either that's all going to be concentrated, and I don't know whether that benefits Democrats or Republicans, maybe Republicans at this point, but either that all has to be concentrated or it's going to have to be broken up.
That's true, and I think they are grappling with that. That's why redistricting becomes such a process that is not only arbitrary but aggravating to many people, because politicians are usually most interested in self-preservation, and clearly someone in this equation is going to have to be sacrificed.
All right. Urban Affairs correspondent and census reporter for the New York Times, Sam Roberts. He's joining us every Thursday this month as census figures get rolled out. New Jersey was, so we talked about that today. We're going to have the New York numbers by next Thursday, you think?
I don't think next Thursday. They will probably come out in the next 2 or 3 weeks. The good news is they have to come out by April 1st, but I think New York will be somewhere in the end of that line of states.
Well, you will be here for that, and we'll talk about other census numbers next week. Sam, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.